Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to talk about the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins. The Buffalo Bills barely escaped the Miami Dolphins 34-31 in a game that a lot of people felt would probably be a blowout. Even me, I said it probably would be a blowout. But what I didn't understand was I didn't think that Josh Allen would throw two picks. I didn't think that Josh Allen would get sacked seven times. So those are things that you don't keep in accountability. And if you play against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs or a team like the Cincinnati Bengals, in which that's who they play next, you will be going home, Josh Allen, because Josh Allen, he takes too many risks. I think he throws too many ill-advised passes that gets picked off a lot of the times. And those are things that I feel like hurt teams at this time of year. With that being said, let's go ahead and jump into it. As I said before, the Buffalo Bills defeated the Miami Dolphins 34-31 in an AFC wild card playoff game. It was a battle between two division rivalries. These two teams just played last week. So these two teams right here, you know, went at it again. Division rivalry, they pretty much know each other. You play a team. This is the third time they played this year. And the Buffalo Bills pretty much did what I felt that they would do, and that was win the game. But I will say this, the Buffalo Bills didn't look good to me. They didn't look like a championship team that I thought that they would be at this time of year. The Miami Dolphins came into the game with Skylar Thompson as their starting quarterback, in which he didn't play bad, you know, but he did throw two picks. And, you know, you 18 for 45, 220 yards. I feel like if Tua would have been there, it would have been maybe 30 for 45. And I think that the Buffalo Bills probably get upset by a team like the Miami Dolphins, man. I think that Skylar Thompson, he stepped in good, but I feel like a lot of throws was off target. And I think the Tua would have made those passes. And that just, you know, you think about it now, like, man, if Tua would have been here, how this game would have turned out. I just feel like this game would have turned out different if Tua was playing. But Josh Allen, they had Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills, the superstar quarterback, 23 for 39. He had 352 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. He was sacked seven times. And then you have Devin Singletary, and they had a pretty good running game going. Devin Singletary had 48 yards. You got James Cook had 39 yards. But on the receiving end, the receivers, you know, Stephon Diggs had 100 yards almost in the first quarter, but he only finished the game with 114. So I feel like the Miami Dolphins pretty much adjusted to it like they supposed to, but Gabe Davis killed. And then the Dolphins and the Bills, both of them had a lot of drops. I don't know, was it cold outside or what it was? I don't know, was the receiver's hands cold, but a lot of them was dropping a lot of passes. And I think that that's something that if these teams continue to do, they're going to go home. I can guarantee you, if you drop passes like that, like a 50-yard bomb that would have been first and goal for Shakur, or like, you know, you in the end zone and Dawson Knox, he drops a pass. You know, if you drop passes like this against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, you probably going home. Like, just being honest with you, especially like a team like in the Super Bowl, like the 49ers, a team like that. But Gabe Davis had 113 yards receiving. Shakur had 51. Newly signed Cole Beasley had 35 yards with a touchdown. So these are guys right here. Dawson Knox had three catches for 20 yards. And I've been saying this right here for the whole season. I feel like Josh Allen needs to look for his tight end more. He's the only quarterback, really, who doesn't look for his tight end. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady looked for his tight end so much, and then you know what Patrick Mahomes does. And even like you look at even Kirk Cousins. You know, you got Kirk Cousins out there. He looked for T.J. Hockenson so much. This dude, Josh Allen, do not look for his tight ends. Like, he do not look for them at all. And I think that is something that's wrong with his game. Like, he needs to start incorporating, looking for his tight end. I'm looking for my tight end. Okay, how many times Dawson Knox got to look at tonight? Let's see. He got, how many times did he get? Five catches. I'm going 10. At least 10. I'm going at least 10. He's going to be right here behind Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis. They got 9 targets apiece. I'm going with, he's going with at least 8. That's all I'm saying. Josh Allen, like I said, he fumbled 3 times. You know, lost 1. So, if you look at the game, Josh Allen had 2 picks, 7 sacks, and then he turned, and then he had a fumble loss. So they lost. So they lost a fumble, but they ended up losing 4 fumbles. Well, they lost, 4 fumbles. This right here is a sign that, if you just think about it, if you just say, think about this right here. I'm not telling you to score. Just say you had 2 interceptions, you got sacked 7 times, and you had 1 fumble. Man, that's already screen. You think, okay, whoever team they did, they definitely lost. So everything was set up for the Buffalo Bills to lose the game. They just didn't lose the game. You see, because the Dolphins couldn't capitalize on what they was doing. They couldn't capitalize on, the only thing the Dolphins couldn't do was win the game. And then one of the fumbles was returned back for it. They returned a fumble back for a touchdown. So just think about that. You had 2 interceptions. One of them was returned 50 yards to the 50 yard line. You had 7 sacks. You had a fumble recovered, and that fumble recovery was recovered for a touchdown. You guys gonna tell me that this team didn't lose the game? But like I said, when you look at it, you look at Skylar Thompson, 220 yards, 1 interception. He had 2 fumbles. He had 2 interceptions. And if you look at the rushing yards, 23, Jeff Wilson had 10 carries for 23 yards. That pretty much tells you the game. And like I said, the Dolphins defense played a hell of a game. Like honestly, they played a hell of a game today. And it's sad because they played good enough to win the game. But in the end, the Buffalo Bills escaped, and now they'll be trapped. Now they will be welcome the Cincinnati Bengals into town next week. But I can tell you this, if you have 7 sacks and 2 interceptions and a fumble recovery, a fumble against the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm pretty sure you're probably going to lose the game against Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow not going to be like Skylar Thompson. So I behoove, Doug McDermott to get in there and try to clean up these Sean McDermott, whatever his name is, McDermott, to get in there, Coach McDermott to get in there and actually clean up some of this mess, these bad plays. And I think he need to set his quarterback down this week and explain to him that if you continue to make these type of plays, then we probably gonna go home next week. And if we don't go home next week, we damn sure going home the week after that. And I can tell you this right here. And if they do get to the Super Bowl, they making these type of plays against a team like the 49ers, I can tell you, the 49ers is a team that's up to be reckoned with. This is a complete team. So the Buffalo Bills, I think they really need to take a look in the mirror this week and really figure out what they want to be and how they want to be it. Because if they play another game like this, I can almost guarantee you they probably going to be going home. But hey, they continue to win, even with all the turnovers, even with all the sacks. They defeated the Miami Dolphins, the division rival, 34-31, and they will be playing next week in the divisional round against the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. So it's got Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow. Man, that's going to be a hell of a game. We got Patrick Mahomes versus Trevor Lawrence. That's going to be a pretty good game, I guess. And then, on the other side, you got the 49ers. You got the team, whoever win out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And then you have the Eagles versus the Giants. Man, it's going to be a hell of a weekend next weekend in the NFL. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of the Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. Hey, peace, and have a blessed, blessed day. Peace.